The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Cincinnati.com beat writers Paul Danner Jr. and Jim Ozarski take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome into the Paul Brown Stadium elevator. You knew you wanted to be here.
Of course I did. This is what I went to J school for.
You go to J school to be in a stadium elevator at 2:31 in the morning. Just remember, if anybody ever asks if we're dedicated, the answer is yes.
Yes.
We are dedicated because at 2:30 in the morning, we're here doing the walkout podcast for you.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
I'd have it a few other ways, to be quite honest. But this is the way that it is. Luckily, you know, Bengals fans don't like when the team plays in primetime, and we don't like when the team plays in primetime, because this is what happened. But we got one primetime game this year, which is good.
It's over.
And it's over, and it was at home. Now, if I was going directly from here to CVG to go fly to Lord knows where, I'd be even more frustrated.
Right.
Sorry,
tell me, Baltimore folks.
Yes.
What would your travel strategy be if this were on? If this game had been
work,
on the road?
Keep working until about
don't
four.
Sleep. Yeah. Don't sleep.
I've done it multiple times.
Sure. So have I. But you would pull the all nighter.
I would just stay and work later, and then I would go and just basically you go to the airport and you're there at the airport with like. They're sweeping the gate, you know, like the actual people that, or you can't get in.
Yeah,
I've been in it where I've literally been the only one in an entire terminal in Houston.
Wow.
As I just, wow, indeed, as I sit there and wait. Sometimes that's what you got to do.
It is.
But look, people are here not to hear about our travel.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Stories, they want to hear about the Bengals because everyone's very excited.
Very, very.
Very excited. Bengals win 34-23 again. Second straight game, that's the final. And this one was a little different than the last one. The last one, they didn't play super, and then they finished great.
Yeah.
This one, they played unbelievable right out the jump and had to sort of hold on. The two games, here's the thing. You saw them both. You were here with me, Pat. And the two games were very different, but in the same in that they finished both of them at the very end.
Yeah. And they finished them defensively, I think, was the key.
Yeah, two fumbles by a safety.
Yeah, yeah. And tonight that led to a Randy Bullock field goal.
Hey, wait. Can I talk about Randy Bullock clutch gene right now? Because Randy Bullock.
Do the fans want to hear this?
They don't want to hear this, but I'm going to keep telling them this.
John Brown?
Everybody who is calling for John Brown and everybody who hates Randy Bullock and thinks he never makes big kicks, now two straight games has essentially hit game-clenching kicks in the last few minutes. If everybody says he doesn't have the clutch gene you need, Randy Bullock, clutch gene alert, two straight games. So I want to just get that out there and be done with it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
When
everyone talks about guys finishing, no one mentions Randy Bullock.
Yeah.
And he did.
He absolutely finished.
If he'd have missed it, do you think people would be talking about it?
Huge deal.
Exactly.
Big deal.
Now I'm all fired up. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Sorry.
Randy Bullock
but
fired up.
To your point, similar games in that they finished them strong on the defensive side. And, I think there's some acknowledgement, certainly, that it was an imperfect performance. I think you could argue quite successfully, Paul, that the Bengals kind of backed into this at the end after coming out. But, I mean, they also came out so hot. You don't maintain that over 60 minutes.
Well, here's the thing to me is on Sunday and now again today, both times we've talked about how, oh, this feels like last year. Here we go. Here comes Andrew Luck. Or, oh, they're blowing the game. They're bleeding it away. I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
I've read this book.
Several people seated by us. I think you might have even said that.
At one point, I tweeted it. And it was because it felt like it. But this team is proving itself early on to be different. And that's no small thing in this league, because we talk about all the time about how, like, you have to be able to finish these games. Yeah. And they have not finished these games in recent years. That's the sign of a team that's maturing and figuring itself out a little bit. And I think that's what we have on our hands right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I would suggest to you, and I think you, I don't know if you'd agree with me or not, these are two games the Bengals should win. Did you pick them to win
these? I picked them to win both these
games. So, I mean, they're winning games that they're supposed to win.
But it's the Ravens team that beat the Bills 47-3 last week. Yeah, everybody was loving up on. Everybody thinks they're going to be great.
So, I mean, there's not a lot of context still, I think, for who and what the Bengals are.
There will be after the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
At Carolina, at Atlanta, is plenty of context.
You know, yeah. But
but it's positive momentum.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, I thought most impressive thing tonight was the Bengals offensive line giving up no sacks.
And that was hugely impressive.
And forcing this Raven, they sacked the Bills 6 times last week.
Yeah.
And forcing the Ravens completely out of their game plan.
And the Bengals didn't have Billy Price under center.
And they didn't. They had to put in Trey Hopkins, who played his first game as a center ever.
There was no drop-off.
There really wasn't. I mean, they for the most part, kept things going.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, to hold them without sacks is one thing. But the fact is that their defensive game plan was to come in and blitz their faces off and confuse the Bengals' front. And they didn't. And the Bengals kept torching them, and it was the reason they were down 28-7. And they had to abandon the entire game plan because of that. And when you can show up, not allow a sack, and force the other thing to do what they, the other team to do what they didn't want to do, you, that is saying something for a group that everyone is pointing to and saying, will this be the reason the Bengals aren't good this year?
Yeah.
Huge step for the offensive line of nine tonight, in particular, Bobby Hart and Alex Redmond.
Yeah.
Who did not play as well in Indy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I go back to Billy Price. Billy Price not being in and that being such a huge accomplishment for this line, because John Harbaugh said after the game the reason they weren't getting to Andy was because they were just getting the ball out so quickly. And none of the, I guess that's what I meant when I said that they didn't lose anything. Obviously, the offense tapered off in the second half. But center to Andy exchange, you wouldn't have known. You would have had to point out to me that Billy Price wasn't
in there. And every player on the line had the same thing.
Yeah.
They didn't miss a beat with Trey Hopkins. And we'll find out more about Billy Price. And Michael Johnson also has a knee injury. We'll find out more about that as we get going. But, you know, I think this team showed a lot of, again, resiliency, again, heart, and again with the finisher's mentality. I just think for a young team to be showing this early on is a dominant trait that is going to be super important as they go forward. And we'll see as the competition amps up the next 2 weeks in two tough road games. But think back for 1 second to where we were. I remember walking out, doing this walkout without any recorders going, with Jim Ozarski, walking out of the Thursday game last year and saying, oh, man, they are so screwed. They have to fire people.
Yeah.
Like, people have to lose their jobs over this.
At this point.
And that's what happened. The offense coordinator, Ken Zampezi, was fired after this. They played so bad the Sunday-Thursday opener last year, that they had to fire people, and it was all over. I mean, their season was basically all over before it started, and now the exact opposite 1 year later.
A.J. Green said tonight that last year, the 0-2 start in the span of the 5 days, as you were talking about, defined them.
Yes.
And they were never able to overcome it. And this year, it is defining them for all the right reasons.
Exactly.
So far.
Great nugget. Excellent drop in PB. I love that one. That one made me feel good.
Oh, yeah. I was due.
Yeah.
I got to contribute in some way.
You did. You contributed your butt off. I appreciate these last couple games. Thank you so much for...
Hey, thank you for having me.
For all your help.
Yeah.
We will have... my new partner will be in starting in Charlotte, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure, PB, you're excited about getting
this
back
to... This has been great, man. You know how much I've enjoyed hanging out with you and the guys up in the press box. It really has been a treat.
Quick shout out to everybody on the photo team too tonight. They had three people from every angle. Ton of good stuff. So make sure you go check out the galleries, sasane.com. Shout out to Kate Murphy, who came over from the news side tonight. What? Was dropping in the Ravens Nuggets, so make sure you give her piece a read. We appreciate all the help that we've been able to get here. So we'll wrap this up because it is, as we mentioned before, 2:30 in the GD morning. So we're going to go ahead and get home. But thanks, everybody, for listening to the walkout, and keep an eye on all the rest of your coverage coming on Friday and through the weekend. We'll talk to you later.